join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Increase Mode by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
Fear not and be glad. And I said, so since there is no fear, we're choosing to be glad. That means you got to lose your attitude. That means you can't be nasty no more. That means you have to speak to people. When you're glad, I don't have to have a word of knowledge to see that you're glad. I can see it on your face. Being glad looks like a smile. Being glad looks like kindness. Being glad means your countenance is one that reflects happiness. So, if you're going to harness this promise of the season of Nisan, that means you have to let some stuff go. Whatever is making you sour, whatever is making you moody, whatever is making you nasty, whatever is making you irritable, whatever is making you side eyes, suck your teeth, roll your eyes, fold your arms, turn your neck, whatever is making you do that. You're saying you're leaving it here today. So that means when you go home and people weren't at church with you, you're going to come home a different man. You're coming home a different woman. Matter of fact, your role that you might have been sitting on ain't cramp anymore. You've been sitting next to somebody all way, you're feeling this little vibe. You know what I'm saying? I'm just feeling something. I'm just sensing something. You know, I'm sensing something. I'm seeing, I feel I'm being like trying to hold me up, hinder me up, trying to snatch my praise. I came in here with the joy of the Lord, but the usher at the door said something to me. Didn't greet me, but greet the person behind me. Just try to snatch my praise. They ain't seen my song today. I didn't leave my song today. I didn't was able to do certain things. I don't know. No, I don't care what has popped off in your life. Fear not and be glad. Reason being, because the Lord will do great things. God's getting ready to do something great in your life. You don't have time to be depressed. You don't have time to have an attitude. You don't have time to be mad. You don't have time. Because God's getting ready to do something great. God's getting ready to do something great. God's getting ready to do something great. God's getting ready to do something great in your life. Great in your life. Great in your life. Great in your life. I've got time. I got to have the joy of the Lord. I got to put a smile on my face. That's why every new year, I don't really know the song. I ain't going to try to see, but may all old time, old ties. See, old anxiety. Don't sound right. Be forgotten. Basically saying, let some stuff go. Why? Because you're going into a new year. The world understands new year, which is why they implement it, trying to copy what God has established. Because they understand the pattern of heaven. Because if you can't carry over stuff into the new year, if you do, it'll make you sick. If you do, it has you have a dismal perspective and you're not optimistic. So we understand this naturally, which is why you make certain decisions and you say you're going to let some stuff go and you have some New Year's promises that you're going to try to keep. But God says, I'm doing this thing here. So rejoice, because I'm going to do something great in your life. I said this last night. My husband, we just connected in the spirit that I believe that we are on the brink of something supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, that we don't even have anything in the dictionary to articulate the magnitude, the spectacularness, if you allow me to say, of what God is getting ready to do in our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man. 22nd verse says, be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. Do spring. Your field does bring forth a harvest. Somebody said, I've been sowing, and I've been sowing, and I've been sowing, and I've been sowing, and I'm not seeing any crop. Place of the man in the season of Nisan. Because the word of God says, your field do spring. Before the fig tree will bear her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, the showers. Man, what's the shower? Oh, praise God, I done found $5. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That's the shower. You go to your mailbox. Praise God, I got a check in the mail for $20. Hallelujah. Praise God, that's your shower. Praise God. You go to the mailbox or you pick up the phone and you got your doctor on the phone. He said, you know what? You were coming in here for this time for treatment for 10 hours, but now you don't have to come for 5 hours. Oh, praise God, that's a shower. Praise God, it's not the truckload, but you're making some progress. You're making progress. That's your child comes home and they used to get all those unhappy faces. And today the teacher says, smiley face, today was a good day. Oh, that's the moderate rain. That's the shower. He said, I'm causing for that former rain to come down moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the rain. The rain is what things supposed to be. It's the downpour. It's when the clouds open up. So he said, if you thank me for the showers, it will move you under the tunnel of the open cloud for the downpour. But if you don't thank God for the $5, the $10, for the happy face, for the 5 hours being reduced on your treatment, you ain't making no progress. The open cloud is over here. And you watch and say, man, look at my sister getting blessed. Look at my brother getting their breakthrough. Look at my aunt getting their turnaround. Look at that deliverance over there. Why nothing ain't happened for me? Why nothing ain't moved for me? This ain't working. There's no really power behind the word. The power is in your praise. The power is in your expectation. As you give God praise, you move from depression. You move from anxiety. You move from lack. You move from frustration. And you position yourself for the downpour. You position yourself for the floodgates being open. Oh, I see this today, my God. Some of you are getting ready to experience some stuff you saw other people go through and experience. Oh, you heard their testimony. And you kept saying, I'm next in line. I'm next in line. I'm next in line. And next in line never really happened for you. But today, eternally. And the reason such excitement is also in, because at the same time in your life, you can look at the natural and you are justified for feeling a particular way. You're justified for feeling frustrated or hurt or depressed, whatever. You have every right. But when I shifted, I'm talking about for myself, when my mother transitioned in August and my brother-in-law December 26th, and certain things began to happen, I made a decision, even through the pain, I was going to press. Through the pain, I was going to give God some praise. Through the pain, I was going to exalt him. Even though I was still hurting, I still gave him praise. I wasn't waiting for the pain to leave to give God praise. I praised him in the pain. I kept coming in the pain. I kept doing in the pain. Even though I didn't feel like I was there. God said, what has happened? I shifted my mode of operating. There's a mode on the inside of me saying, Marsha, just take care of yourself. Handle you. Don't think about nobody else. But in this season, God is looking to shatter those things that cause you to self-sabotage, those things that cause you to abort destiny, to give up on purpose. He's bringing you into a moment that you got to wrestle for what God has for you. You got to war for the prophecy. You got to struggle for what God wants for you. But if you persevere, if you fight, if you stand up when you need everyone to go home and give up, God says there is an exchange happening on the inside of you. And now all of a sudden, what you thought was on lockdown, what you thought was closed up, what you thought you had no access, all of a sudden you said, man, God, you're doing something great. Something's about to happen. Something's getting ready to open up for me. Something's going to shift. Why? Now all of a sudden on the inside, you are aligned to the scriptures. You have aligned your heart, your will, your emotions to the word. Even though it's still the same, you feel the same, you look the same, your mind's the same, but on the inside, the Spirit of the Lord has done something in you that you feel. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. I'm here. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. I'm still standing. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. I can give him praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I got to a place where I just had to get the word in my heart. So when you're dealing with stuff, I mean, you saw me, honey, I would come to bed with my Bible. And I would read the scripture, and the Bible would be in my bed. And I was doing this nightly. I'm eating the word. I'm eating the word. I'm eating the word. Because your word is your strength. The word of God is your strength. I'm eating the word. I'm reading the word. I'm reading the word. And God's like, because I'm going to shift you. I want to shift you from this place in the natural into the place I called you to be by the Spirit. I want you to shift yourself out from your circumstances to what I've given you by the Spirit of the Lord. I want to shift you from doing things in the natural, but doing things under my power. I want to shift you from your own ability into my ability so that things can align up during this time and this season in your life. So he says, be glad. Then you children, 23rd verse of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord God. I already read that. Let's go to the 24th verse. And the floors shall be full of wheat because of the rain, the former rain and the latter rain. So the moderate rain, the former rain and the latter rain. It's all going to come together at one time. Unprecedented favor. Overwhelming favor. Won't have room enough to receive favor. Knock you down, run you over favor. Chase you down favor. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. I will restore the years that your creditors had eaten, the cancer has eaten. The barrenness has eaten. I'm coming after and handling and dealing with every area of your life. Been dealing with one thing, you thought you got over, then this happened. Dealing with another thing, you thought that was done, then this happened. He said, I'm coming for the loss that you had throughout the years. I sent out my great army among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. Basically, he says, I'm bringing things in your life that no longer are doomy-tillers. You know what a doomy-tiller is? This would do me until what I need shows up. So Psalm says, I'm going to move you from just making it to really make, to doing above making it. I'm going to move you from just enough to more than enough. God says, hear me now. He said, I don't need all year to do this. We understand this regarding the rapture in a minute, in a twinkling of an eye. That's what God says. In a minute, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, I'm going to change your status of life. He'll bring somebody into your life that can handle all the years of being in the desert, all the years of being on the shelf, all the years of not being invited to the room. He's going to bring one individual in your life and open a door for your life forever. Somebody said, I receive that. And anybody is getting ready to come into somebody's life. God's going to bring an invite. Some of them send you an invite. I don't know what that invite might look like, but it's a stage that's larger than what you're familiar with. It's a room that's larger than what you're accustomed to. It's going to make you nervous when you get the invite. When you get the call, your heart's going to start beating because you don't think you qualify for this. Because you know other people who've been doing what you've been doing for years. You just started this thing, or you've been simply kind of making your way. But God says, I'm going to send one person. person. I don't know who that's for. One person. One person is going to hear your CD. One person is going to see your name. One person is going to see that clip on Facebook. One person is going to see that thing on Instagram. One person is going to see that flyer on social media. They're going to give you a call. And your struggle days are over. You clap for everybody else. You support everybody else. You sow into everybody else. You cheer and for everybody else. You have been jealous. You have been trying to cut them out. But God says, I've been watching you all this time. I've been watching you just being a good trooper. Just being a good trooper. Taking it for the team. Just taking it. Just taking it. Just taking it. God says, I have set you up to show up in your life. Because when I bring you into this place, He said, I'm going to satisfy you. You're going to eat in plenty, and you're going to be able to praise the name of the Lord your God, who have dealt wondrously for you. What am I saying? This represents miracles. It represents miracles that you cannot make this up. You cannot push yourself in this place because you know it's the Lord's doing, and it's wonderful in your eyes. And he says, you shall never be ashamed again. Oh, God said, all that confession, all that testimony, testify to what I'm going to do. And people say, hey, where's your God? I thought he was going to show up for you. God said, when I do this, they're going to look at your life and say, it's nobody but God. I see the hand of God on your life. He said, and you shall know that I'm in the midst of Israel and that I am the Lord your God and none else. None else, and my people shall never be ashamed. This is our season. It's a season of the outpouring of God's favor, outpouring of miracles, outpouring of deliverance, outpouring of unprecedented favor. So family, we got to keep our hearts open. So in the time of rain, we ask for rain. In a time of God opening up heaven, pouring out his favor, pouring out his works. You got to say, God, I believe you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, rain on me. Rain on me. I believe you to rain. Zechariah 10:1 says, ask ye of the Lord of rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. If you ask God for the rain in your life, you just don't have to watch your brother and sister get rained on. God says, just open up your mouth. Just call on me. He said, in this season, this month, in March and April, call on the name of the Lord like never before. Call on the name of the Lord like never before. I made this month of March all month long in women's Bible study. We are praying. We're calling on God. We're calling on God. We're not just calling. We're calling on God. And I'm praying we may call on God in April. But I believe in God for a breakthrough. I believe in God for deliverance to be birthed in your life. And I believe if we call on God, he'll show up. He'll show up. 1 Chronicles 4:10. And Jabez called on God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou will bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that I wouldn't keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And what did the word say? And God granted him that which he requested. If you open up your mouth, he show up. If you call on him, he'll come see about you. If you look for him to bless you, he'll bless you indeed. People of God, I know you've been disappointed in the past, but this is not time to be governed by your heartbreak, governed by your disappointment, governed by your tragedy, governed by your drama. It's time to be governed by the word of God. And you said in your word, God, that you're going to enlarge my territory. You said in your word, God, if I ask for rain, you'll make bright clouds show up. So this season, we're going to ask God to rain on. on us. Amen. We're going to ask God to show up. Amen. Glory to God. Now we're going to exercise. Now only the people who want rain can stand. If you don't want rain, you can sit on down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to do me a favor. Because this is your own favor you're working on. Glory to God. I'm going to work on my own favor. I'm working on my own unprecedented favor. You don't have to patty cake me. You don't have to appease me. You don't have to pretend for me. It's a baby that's about how bad do you want it? That's what Pastor said first. So how bad do you want unprecedented favor? How bad do you want miracles? How bad do you want deliverance? Pastor, you grab a mic. You're going to help me out here. I'm going to need your assistance. We tag teaming today. So those of you who are hungry, just make your way to the altar till you just come closer. Glory to God. And we're going to call on favor. I'm going to ask you to lead us out, baby. You're going to call. We're going to cry out to God. We're going to call on him this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Come on, gather in as close as you can get.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
God. The saints of old used to say, Lord, send the rain.
Send the rain, God.
You promised to send rain.
Yes, God.
You said we've seen the rain moderately.
Glory to God.
But you're going to send forth the former and the latter rain this month.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord God. It's all going to come together.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
The month of Nisan is a pivotal time for the believer. This is your time to expect God to increase you. Dr. Marcia Biller declares it's time for you to get your expectations up and get ready for increase mode. Order this CD-DVD combination today. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for increase mode.
As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at @RDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.